Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Coach Home Show. I am your host, still Mo Stewart, and we've got another bumper show for you. Only 2 more weeks left of the season, but there's still plenty to discuss. The European places are still up for grabs, so we're going to be hearing about Chris Barber talking about Chelsea's chances. We're going to have Teza Simakula talking about Man United's chances. But first up, I'm going to talk to the man who supports, quite frankly, the best team in the country. Or the team playing the best football at the very least. And that is Crystal Palace, Robbie. I've got Robbie Scotcher here along with me. It's probably the only shame at the moment is you started this run too late, because otherwise you'd be pushing for Europe as well.
Now, let's not look at the downside from the start, shall we? let's not go to what could go wrong. It's mental. You've spoken to me across this season, and I'm sure some people might have listened and listened to what I've said, and I've been up and down. It's been a roller coaster and all that sort of stuff. But it's just great to watch, you know? I mean, we're going to end up probably the same position we end up every year and every season. But honestly, watching that team right now just absolutely fills me with joy. It is one of the most glorious, great things to do, to turn up to football and stand there and just come. Can't wait for this, and just watch your team play the sort of football that you can only dream that they can play on.
Absolutely. And I mean, we have to start really, I want to start really by giving props to the manager, Oliver Glasner, because he is a man with serious pedigree, let's not forget. He's won a European trophy with Eintracht Frankfurt before he came to the Premier League. But the raw materials were always there with Palace, if you ask most people, but it was always a struggle. Not only through injuries, but just sometimes through configuration, sometimes through tactics of getting it all together. And it took a couple of games, I think, through March for him to kind of get his points across. But boy, has he got his point across now.
Yeah, I mean, look, as a football club, you can go back to Frank de Boer when we tried to do something different. We tried to bring in a manager that's going to play more expansive football, more, I don't know, I suppose European football, is that the wrong term? I don't know. Just a good football, instead of having the sort of managers like before, which has been a bit more perfunctory, a bit more just get the job done. And try, you know, there's a big difference between trying not to lose and trying to win.